receipts with Jenny and Devin. We keep the receipts, we keep the evidence receipts.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, guys. We're dying.
Weird. I'm Devin.
And I'm Jenny. And we are doing a special Corin recording of the Receipts Pod from our homes over Zoom.
We're all socially distanced. We're all sitting at our respective homes on laptops right now recording this because we're trying to get it out for you, the people. You know, we can't have it stop.
None of us are wearing real pants. And that's just how it is.
I'm wearing actual pajamas right now.
Absolutely. And I've got a legging. But I did put on an earring and a lip gloss for just the sake of seeing your four faces. So
yeah, Jenny's really acting like she didn't really get cute, and she fully did. That's something that y'all can't see, but it is true, and it is
so much.
It is on brand. I want to see what like a dressed down Jenny Gorelick looks like. I've yet to see it.
FaceTime me on a random time because I'm literally just like in a legging and a t-shirt, not fixing anything, my hair all over the place, like barely showering. I'm gonna say it, I'm not showering every day anymore. I do it as an activity, but who cares?
What are we showering every day for, you know, for who, for what?
Yeah, I truly don't know. So yeah, just FaceTime me and you'll catch me in like a gross t-shirt and leggings, I promise.
I'm not gonna randomly FaceTime you because that's a mean thing to do.
Okay.
You can randomly FaceTime your closest friends. It's inappropriate.
Okay. Some people would say that's called checking in, and it's nice.
I mean, you could do a phone call to check in, but it's like, okay. Somebody randomly FaceTimed me yesterday, somebody that I don't really talk to like that, and I was like, excuse me. I was like, please follow the protocol. Even in these times, there are still laws that we have to abide by.
Text first.
Exactly.
How is your quarantine? Where are you? What's up?
I've been in my apartment. I started quarantining a little bit. I mean, not to, you know, kind of pat myself on the back, not to toot my own horn, but I kind of started quarantining a little bit before everybody else did. So I'm on a smooth day 10 of my quarantine.
Huge brag.
No, but you've also been telling us about how you have a social circle.
What the hell, Andrew?
Thing. Out.
Okay, yes. I have had small gatherings with ultimately four people. I've seen four people at my apartment or at their apartment since.
So this is like day one of quarantine, truly.
That's funny. Well, not social distancing.
Yes, because they're also socially distanced, so none of us are like out in the world. And so if we're not out, I feel like that's the thing. I feel like not being in large groups, being like conscious of, I think you can see some people. You're hanging out with people.
I live with them. I'm like, I'm only hanging out with the people who are living in this house with me. I fled to Michigan. So I'm in a childhood home in Michigan. The owner is my boyfriend's best friend's dad. So I'm staying with my boyfriend, his best friend, his dad, a puppy, which is amazing. And then also Jeffrey, my boyfriend's other friend, I would say also a best friend. you're listening, two best friends. And the sister, her boyfriend, also just drove up. So that's it. We only see each other. We stay 6 feet away from people. We are not sharing any air. We only go outside to walk the dog. And during that time, we like literally cross to the other side of the street if we see someone. We're like, gotta go. And we're really only hanging out with ourselves, sharing our own germs. That's it. Because I think it doesn't count if you're like seeing people casually in their homes. If they're also seeing other people casually, that's a lot of different tiny casual circles that are hanging out. And if one person's contagious, then all of you could potentially get it and then spread it to whatever other casual small social circle you're seeing. So I think you're breaking the rules, Dev.
I'm part of the problem.
You are part of the problem, but at least you're not at the bars. Not that you can see anymore. But.
Yeah.
I think the thing to highlight here is that I'm doing my best. I can't not see anybody. I'll truly go nuts. I wouldn't be able to do it, but I got to see some people. I got to touch people. Mm-hmm. It's like, I go crazy if I can't. So I don't, you know, I'm doing what I can. I'm definitely taking a lot of steps to socially distance, and I'm not, I don't know. I'm only taking like brief walks outside. I'm not touching anything. If I do touch anything, like if I've been to the store, I make sure that I'm sanitizing. I make sure that I'm like washed up before I go to, like if I've been, I've only been to what, two friends' apartments. And I also, I walk there. I don't take public transit. I don't take Uber. I walk. So I'm not touching anything. I'm not coming into contact with other people. I'm doing my best, but it is admittedly not perfect. I have broken some rules for sure.
And I don't think anyone wants you to go crazy. So you got to do what you got to do.
I want it.
Any good receipts this week?
Yeah, I have one from like right before, like, I don't know, shortly before the quarantine. It was a girl who came to my monthly show that I host. We had a big show. And a girl who I did not meet at the show, who was there apparently, messaged me this at 10:49 p.m. She said, "I want to be original, but if you want to fuck, let me know."
Oh, shit. Okay, wow. That's so bold.
Yeah, I appreciated how bold it was. Who's coming in hot like that? That just takes a certain...
Yeah. A confidence. Yeah. And also, there's no guessing what she's after. And that's...
No, you know what, though? You know what I will say? I did meet up with this girl. We did hang out.
Okay. And from that text or that DM. You got that DM and you were like, okay, yep.
I was curious to know who this person was. She also like has one of those like Instagrams where she like her face isn't like like almost not even in it.
Okay.
So it's like what little
are the pictures of.
What's that?
What are the pictures of?
Friends and like nature. She's from a different country.
Okay.
It's a lot of so she like moved. She's like a she's a PhD student and she like moved here to go to school. And so it's a lot of like her home country. All the captions are in Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, who is this person? We sat down and then like I really like talked to her. And I think that DM was like highly misleading. I think maybe she was like drunk and like really threw like a Hail Mary out. Because she's really just like a, whoops. She's really.
That's her now. Is that actually?
What? Yes, that's real. Like as we were recording this podcast, that girl just.
We just heard the chime.
Literally, the chime was her. Actually, I was kidding when I said, "Oh yeah, it's her."
No, that was her.
What did she say?
That's insane. She asked. I've been making people quarantine playlists for a small fee, and she asked how much for her own playlist.
Okay, she's flirting. She's still trying to get back in there.
Yeah, she was really sweet.
Okay, and what do you think? Are you gonna see her again or FaceTime? I guess because you shouldn't go touch her.
I'm certainly not gonna FaceTime her. I'm not that like I don't know. I'm not especially interested in like getting to know somebody during the quarantine. That's not really something I want to do. I'm really trying to just interact with the people I already know. I'm talking to you guys. I'm gonna FaceTime Julia at some point. I want to talk to her, but I don't necessarily want to talk to like a person who's trying to make a romantic connection. Not in these times. That's not where my head's at.
Okay. I actually think it's a good time for romance, but we can talk about that later. I think romance is back.
I did make a playlist for this guy who is going to have like a FaceTime date with this girl. And they're both going to listen to the playlist that I made, and they're going to like cook dinner.
That's romantic.
So they like...
It's a Jane Austen novel.
It's like, honestly, I was very proud of it because it's like, it like starts very chill and then gets very sexy. And I want them to have like FaceTime sex to this playlist. I hope that it
Wait, is it going to be a first date? Do you know?
I don't know how long they've known each other. He did. Okay. I didn't get it. I don't know this guy, but he saw that I've been posting about this and he was like, yeah, I'm looking to like do this date thing. He explained what it's going to be, and he was like, I want the playlist to kind of start here and, like, end up there. Like, they're going to, like, eat dinner, and they want something to, like, have on in the background, so they're both going to put it on. I'm excited.
I want them to have video chat sex.
Me
I
too.
Want that for them.
I really hope that happens. That's what
is pretty wholesome. So, all I've been doing with my boyfriend in this house in Michigan is getting really drunk and playing games. That's what we've been doing most nights.
Because there's no rules as to when you can start drinking. That is what I like. Some days it's 7:30, some days it's 1:45.
Yeah, it's absolutely always 1 o'clock. I don't know what time it is. Yeah, you've got it.
Currently.
Yeah, you're holding a whiskey. So I got added into Jeffrey's family's group thread, like their group chat, while during our fleeing, which honestly, we basically moved in together. We don't know how long this is going to be. Like, we're sharing a room for a month or maybe more. We've only been dating for 6 months. So, like, I better make it into the family group chat. Like,
I've never been in anybody's family group chat. That's heavy.
I know. It's huge. Huge news. But then I drunk texted the family group chat by accident. I sent them... We FaceTimed in some friends to play games with us last night, and I texted, I move you guys, meaning I love you guys. I move you guys. Then, oh, sorry, wrong thread. We are drinking and playing games with my friends who I missed. So that's what I sent to Jeffrey's family. In the group thread, I meant to send it to my friends who I had just been playing games with, and then his family, and then I said, anyway, also love the Silver family, happy to be in the thread. The blushy face with hands that come out from the face. Yeah. You know, blushy smiley with the hands. And the fiance of his brother said, I feel moved, and his dad said, that is professional comedy. So I think I'm really in.
You're right. That is a very innocent receipt.
Super wholesome receipt.
That's very wholesome. I guess now I think we should go ahead and do it. I think we should.
Oh my God, we gotta do it! I'm so excited.
You guys, this person that we've got on is a comedian. You guys might have seen her on Comedy Central. You might have seen her on HBO. You might have seen her on Instagram with some of the flyest fits that you'll ever see a comedian. Y'all, please give it up for the fantastic Julia Shiplett.
Woo! Yay!
Hi, guys. How are you? Good to be here. This is so weird. I feel like it's like I've been watching you for the past 15 minutes. I've been engaged. I don't know. I don't know how to do this yet. I'm sorry.
We're all learning. We're all learning.
We absolutely have no idea how we're supposed to be doing this in our scary times. So,
Julia, do you have any comments on our respective situations?
I'm very happy, Jenny, that I think you're in. You're in the fam officially. Yeah. I feel like this is going to be such an interesting time. Like, I'm so curious what couples are going to be like post quarantine. Cause right. I'm like, there are going to be some like, massive breakups, and then I also think there's going to be some people who are like, let's just do this shit. We've already like gone to war together. I can handle you for the rest of my life. So I think it's gonna be the latter for you.
I hope so. I hope I'm like telling our children that we knew it was gonna happen when we were quarantined together during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Wild. But it would be extremely awkward to break up in our current situation. So I hope that doesn't
in Michigan.
In Michigan,
you can't get back home. And yeah, I mean, like Devin, I think I agree that like my head is not in a romantic place right now. Like I'm violently horny. That's for certain. But I am like not. I can't imagine like doing a long distance virtual thing with someone who that I haven't really been doing that with already.
Exactly. Like we literally hung out one time and didn't hook up. It was honestly very innocent. Just hung out one time, went our separate ways, and since we've like texted a little bit, but I'm just like, to what end?
Are you into her though? Like, are you like it minus quarantine, would you like be attracted to her or want a date?
She's really cute. She's very cute. I'm definitely attracted to her. Long term, probably no. She's like a little too. What's the best word to describe it? I don't know. She's like a PhD student, so she's like into like academia. She's like not, she's like really cute, but I would say she's kind of like a, it's like, it works for me.
For sure.
You know, she's like a, she's like a, she's very, she's very intelligent. She's like a real nerd.
Yeah.
She's too smart, is what you're saying.
I mean, most women.
Instagram nerd. Most, I'm so nerdy.
No, exactly. Not like that. She's like an actual, like, yeah. I mean, most women are too smart for me. That's something that I'd like to have on record here. But, like, yeah, she's like, I don't know. She's smart in a way that doesn't really, I don't know. I think she was cool. I wouldn't see myself dating her in, like, the long term. She's going to listen to this for sure, and it's going to upset her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And I'm sorry, but your bold text really did work. So try again.
Her bold text, I mean, it definitely made me be like, who is this person? But when I met her, I was like, this, she does not seem like, what her personality doesn't mesh with like the fact, like the person who would send something like that. I was very.
I feel like that was a misstep. It's like you can talk a big game, but like you know, you don't really walk the walk. That's like,
yeah. If you're sending messages like that, I feel like you gotta like, you're fucking, you're doing weird stuff. You know, you're in like sex clubs. I was really just curious to be like, who is this? Do you ever have some like an experience where like I'm not even really looking to like hook up with like random girls off Instagram. That's not really where I'm at right now. But do you ever have, like, you come across somebody where they say or do something where you're just like, okay, I gotta see where this leads. Even if I'm, like, not super into it, I gotta just, like, see what's next. Have y'all felt that way before?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's usually a mistake, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, usually there's, and I knew there was nothing really fruitful there. There never is.
I was just gonna ask Julia, where are you quarantining? What's going on?
Yeah, I also wanted to, okay, so you're in Michigan. You're holed up for a while. You don't know how, you'll be there for the indefinite future.
Yeah, maybe I live here now.
Whoa.
I know. Crazy. And I think this is the best situation for us because we're hanging out with people. We're calling it a quarantine as a joke, but also I literally mean it. Like I have a group of people that's kind of my like family right now.
Yeah.
A house in Michigan with a lot of space. So it's better than being super cooped up and anxious in New York. But definitely it feels crazy to be like, I don't know when I'm going to go back to my apartment. Or how I'm going to get there, yeah. Or when I'm going to see my sister.
Yeah. Damn. And so, Devin, you're just at your apartment?
Yes. I've just been here. I leave to go to the grocery store or to go to the liquor store. Those are the only places. And I also went to my friend's apartment one time. Outside of that, I've been. Oh, and also every now and occasionally I'll take a walk.
And you have roommates, right?
I have one roommate, but her boyfriend has a house upstate, and they've been staying up there. So I've been by myself for the entire time.
I'm in the same boat. So I have a roommate. He and his gal, his lady friend, lives in D.C. So he went to D.C. last week and just didn't come back.
Yeah.
And I FaceTimed with him yesterday, and he was like, hey, I'm going south. And I was like, what? I was like, he was like on the run, and I was like, what do you mean? He was like, I'm gonna go to Charleston. My parents have a house there, which I didn't even know. Whoa. And so he was like, so I'm just gonna like hang out with my brothers and my cousin, like my niece and nephew and my parents for a while. And I was like, what a while.
Huh? Do you look at the comedian?
Yeah.
Who?
Brian Preece.
Oh shit, the pasta guy.
Pasta guy.
Yeah. He's also a funny comedian, but I did his show. He has a show called The Pasta Show where he makes pasta, and it's fucking delicious.
Yeah. He's a good cook.
He's really good. Yeah. He made this like lamb rigatoni that was fucking bomb.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. So he's been gone and for like, I don't know, he's been gone for like 8 days now. And I was like, you know, when your roommate goes out of town, you're like, fuck yeah, I got that to myself. But then like, I would say by Wednesday or Thursday, I was like, I've been wearing wigs too much in the house. I'm getting a little into like a bunker woman headspace.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted him to, I kind of just missed anyone. Like I was just like, hey, when are you coming back? And he was like, I'm going south. And I was like, shit. Okay. I don't know how long, I don't know. I feel like Devin, do you kind of feel happy being alone, but also like extra lonely?
Well, like I said, I mean, that's why I've had to see some people.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, because I've been living by myself, and I'm a person, like, I need touch. It's like, if nobody touches me, if I don't touch another person, I like go nuts. It's like that's my like top love language. So, yeah, it is. So yeah, I needed to see some people. I needed to like socialize and have people, even like my like male friends, you'll see me and I'll be like, kind of like, I'll wrap an arm around him. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. It's just kind of how I like, it's how I communicate a lot. So yeah, I've seen some, have you seen any other person?
I have gone on some distant walks with people.
Okay.
I have met up with a couple different friends and we've taken walks and we are appropriately, maybe not 6 feet apart, but we're 4 feet apart, you know, okay, walking up the street. We're not hugging. We're not, I bring my wine, they bring their wine. They bring their weed pen, I bring my weed pen. We're not, you know, yes, nothing's crossing. Mm-hmm. I've done that a few times, and that has been helpful.
That sounds like a nice way to get around, like, the rules, I guess.
I don't think we're allowed to do it anymore, because I'm pretty sure Cuomo said, starting tonight, it's like no any kind of gathering of more than one person. But it's like, I don't know how you enforce that, you know? Like, couples are going to walk down the street together. Like, I don't know.
There's definitely no enforcing it. There's definitely no, but like, I think it is like a strong suggestion.
Yeah. And I like want, like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. Like, I want this to fucking end for everybody. So I'm not like, I don't, you know, it's a balance of trying to be like a decent human for everyone and also being a sane person for yourself.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think if I can see people that I know and like and walk with them an appropriate distance, I'm going to keep trying to do that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You just gotta do what you gotta do, but like do it as responsibly as you can.
Yeah. Also, I was trying to go, I was like, I'm gonna order my groceries online because I do want to avoid the store because that's like, that's Germ City.
Yes.
But there's like no delivery services available right now in New York. They're all full. So it's like, I have to go to the store tomorrow because I am almost out of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've faced that also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Julia, What receipt did you bring for us?
In the past year, like talking about like any like queer stuff on stage, like that has been a new experience for me because I definitely have gotten some DMs from women, which is like new, but like the style of them is very different than from guys.
What kind of stuff for women? Yeah, go ahead.
Like from guys, it'll be like, hey, I saw you tonight. You're cute. Let me know. And I'm like, cool. Like, not like you're funny. I enjoyed your comedy. It was like, I saw you.
Right.
Carry on. I was like, okay, cool. And I feel like women are like so much more, probably with men too. Women are just so much more giving and complimentary and they fucking refer to something funny you said. And they're just thoughtful about how they're like their admiration. It's not like some weird,
I don't know. This PhD girl just said she wanted to fuck.
And that caught your eye, so.
I mean, I do feel like what you're, I'm just being a dick, but I do feel like generally what you're saying is true. A lot of times when women do message me, they say something about how they really thought I was funny or talented or, you know, something. They'll refer to a specific joke and say something was interesting. That is more common than just like a straight up, let's fuck. That almost never happens.
Yeah. And I honestly like that more too. Like I want a compliment on my set way more than I want on my body in that moment.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
I'll take a body comment. For anybody listening, I will take a body comment. Okay. And I won't be mad at it. That's something I'll say.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
But like I had one DM that after a show that I actually like responded well to,
okay,
and like engaged with, and then it was with a woman. This is like 2 months ago or so. Okay. I did a show at Bell House, and this woman messaged me and was like, hey, saw you tonight at the show. It was awesome. I made a joke about Andrew Yang. She made an Andrew Yang reference back. Mm-hmm. And then also I saw that she works for Birdie.
And okay. All right.
I think we're watching this up close pour. For the people who cannot see this, Devin is just pouring more whiskey bourbon from the freezer.
Don't worry, it is a screenshot and it's going on the Insta.
Gorgeous.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, haha, thank you. And I was like, I'm sure he's like lovely. I don't have a problem with him, really. But we just were talking about Andrew Yang for a second. And then she was like, I've literally never done this before, but would you want to meet up sometime?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'd be down. And I liked one of her photos. She liked one of my photos. And then this was at 10:53 at night. Okay. It was the same night after the show.
Ooh, okay.
And then I get a message from her the next day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like 13 hours goes by. All right. And she goes, cool, I'm relieved my slightly drunk spontaneity was well received. Uh-huh. And then she never followed up.
So she didn't make plans?
No, she never followed up. Also, I feel like her comment was sort of like undercutting her intention. Yeah. We're sort of like, oh, I was drunk, so like, don't
worry. Right.
And I was kind of like, damn, like if you were into it, I kind of wish you were just like, hey, yeah, cool, let's
go. Let's meet
my number or something.
I think that, I don't know, Julia, I would ask, do you think that your expectation that she reaches out to you and sets up a plan might have been like, do you think that might have been a product of you like dating dudes for a long time and expecting that like the other person's supposed to be the one to set up a plan? Because you had just as much power in the situation as she did.
But she's the one who reached out. I think if you're the one asking someone out, you say, you follow up. I don't know. I think so. You follow through.
Because the next thing that she needed to say was giving you her number or being like, oh, do you want to get a drink sometime or whatever?
Yeah.
Like a set plan for what it's going to be.
Right. I think if I would do this too, if I asked someone out, I was like, hey, you want to get a drink sometime? And they're like, yeah, that'd be cool. I'd be like, okay, cool. What's a good night for you? What neighborhood do you live in? I would try to facilitate more planning because it was my initiation. Yeah.
You know, here's another question that I feel like is pertinent. What did this woman's Instagram look like? What kind of gram is she bringing to the table?
I think she is a... Like, I mean, I don't know if she was exactly my type. Like, she was cute, but I feel like in terms of like...
Let's put a pin in this. What would you say your type is, Julia?
Okay, I don't think... Actually, I take this back. I don't think I have a type.
Uh-huh.
I really don't. Okay. I really don't. But I have people who are certainly not my type.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel
like I'm actually very open and attracted to like a lot of different types of people.
Yeah.
And honestly, I find that I am most attracted to people who are like barely on Instagram or social media, frankly. Man or woman, I'm like just, it's like not hot to me to be very online. And I know we are all very online because we have to be. But it's like, if you don't have to be, I think it's hot to not be.
My goal in comedy is to get to a place where I don't have to be on any social media.
So I'm like, accounts once you've made it.
Yeah, that's my co-host Gary is off of every social media account, and I think it's the cool. I think he's like the coolest person in my life. He's off everything, and like if you want to get in touch with him, you just have to know somebody who knows him.
That's very cool.
That's where I'd like to be.
Okay, but to answer your question, her Instagram is mostly not photos of her. It's a lot of architecture photos, mm-hmm. travel photos, you know, food, group photos with friends, you know, like normal people shit.
Yeah.
Like she's living a regular life.
Yeah. You know, and also I feel like anyone who's involved, like, of course we all know people who are literally stan Bernie, but it's like, if you actually work for this person, she's like, I think political people need to be a little bit more buttoned up online. You can't wear a Bernie shirt with your tits out if you work for Bernie.
Right.
No.
You know, I don't mind, I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, I feel like sometimes I'm attracted to people who are like very professional seeming, but then I'm also attracted to people who I'm like, oh, you could never hold down a job. So.
I don't know. Anybody who seems like, nah, that's not true. Never mind. I tend to be attracted to people who like have, like, I've dated a lot of girls who like work at magazines.
I see that.
What's that?
Stylish, arty.
Oh, I love an art girl. I can't get enough of an art girl. I always think I'm going to end up with this like really artsy girl, but I think my history has shown that that's not what I'm destined for.
Wait, like a specific artsy girl that you know?
Oh, no. I mean, I've dated quite a few artsy, like artsy magazine girls. Like a lot of yeah. I think it's not for me. It's never worked out. And I think those are always, or like girls who are like performance artists or whatever. I always see those girls and I'm always like, those are always the girls that really catch my eye and who I like am the most attracted to just like from jump, like immediately. But then I try to go out with them and it never clicks.
That's the thing. That's the tough part. I once said 2020 is the year I let a chef ruin my life. You know, I do kind of still feel like there's time and space for that, but do I ultimately need that? I don't know.
Who's dating a chef?
Dating a chef sounds so fun and so horrible at the same time.
I mean, I don't think it's dissimilar from dating a comedian. I bet you it's a very similar thing. It's somebody who is like really dedicated to what they're doing because it's hard to really be successful in that field. And then if they are successful, they're probably working constantly and always at night. So they're probably not very available, but they do something that's cool and interesting. Cool.
Yes.
And So I think chefs are they're just comedians of the food world.
But you also said that you are roommates with a chef. No?
Yeah.
Oh, he cooks.
You want to date your roommate?
She's roommates with a comedian.
A cook. No?
He does cook, yeah.
Wait, Julia, have you come across any chefs?
Chefs? I remember I've matched with a few chefs on Hinge or Tinder or something, but I've never gone on a date with one.
How many apps are you on?
Yeah, and are you active on them? Are you using them?
I'm currently on 0.
Okay.
I only really... and here's the thing, I'll like get bored one night and like re-download something and then I'll be like, you know, for 5 hours I'll just be swiping. Like it's a goddamn game. I forget that these are actual people. It really feels like a phone game.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's healthy or how I want to live my life. So I usually, you know, maybe I will meet up with someone or one or two people, but ultimately I have a habit of deleting the app about 2 weeks later. So but I mean, I've been hanging out with someone for a little while that I like met on an app, but
Interested.
Hmm?
We're interested.
It's cash.
Okay. When's the last time you saw this person, male or female?
This person is a man.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him. Well, this is going to make me look bad, all things considering. We have had a few sleepovers during all this.
Okay. Because
you see how y'all are trying to do me? You see how y'all are
trying to do you? Also, Devin, it's the same thing. We are in walking distance. We are not getting on trains, planes, or automobiles to hang out, okay? This is easy peasy. We are both quarantining ourselves very responsibly, all right? I need a touch of another. I do. I really
okay.
do.
Okay. That's I'm saying we're saying the same thing. I can't not get touched.
Also, I'm for you. Honestly, everyone needs human touch. I'm not trying to judge. I'm just saying that I think technically that breaks the rules.
Have you been touched?
I've not been touched at all. I don't No, I've just been very repressed. I went on a walk the other day and I felt extreme guilt after. I was like, oh God.
Really? For a walk?
Yeah, I went for a 3-hour long walk up to Central Park. And yes, you have a question.
Here's what I'll say about the way that we're treating this quarantine. Like, y'all are treating it like we, like, can't see anybody, and I feel like it's going to be just like my mom. When she was in high school, she was, like, the top student, like, in the state, and then she got to college, and she fucked her whole shit up because she had never – she was, like, too religious and couldn't, like – and she couldn't, like, navigate in the real world. So I feel like as soon as you're, like, able to fuck again, you're about to, like, wild out and do some, like, extreme shit, you know? You're about to have, like, you're about to have, like, a drug orgy at, like, a German club.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely, all of America is going to be having a drunken, wild orgy 21st birthday party the second that we're able to leave.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think y'all are about to freak the fuck out. And yeah. me and Julia are chill because we've been covert fucking.
Wait, tell me about your covert fucking.
What?
What about you?
What about me?
Have you been...
Yeah, what do you think? I haven't had sex during the quarantine? Come on, guys.
I don't know. NYC Gov says you're only supposed to if it's your roommate.
Well, I'm definitely not.
I want you to stir shit up with your roommate.
I'm certainly not fucking my roommate who's had a boyfriend for like a year. I will not. I won't be doing that.
NYC Gov wants you to send nudes.
I'm not trying either.
I don't send nudes.
I don't love sending nudes, but that's a separate conversation.
We've talked about this. Jenny's really good at sending nudes.
I love nudes. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Everyone needs to take nudes.
I've never really done it.
But Julia, you're beautiful, and you have to take pictures. You're gonna want to.
Julia did fully post an ass pic on Instagram though, like
the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was funny because they put me in a thong bodysuit, but I had granny panties on. That was the point. It was funny.
I mean, I'm not here to say what purpose that serves. I will say that when I was scrolling through Instagram, I was like, no, you never posted. You don't post like a full thirst trap like that ever.
No. Maybe after all this though. Who knows?
I mean, like I said, after this, we're all about to be, we're going to be horny as hell.
I mean, I'm already, like, yeah. But also, this person is gone. They left. What? They left town.
Where'd he go?
Where'd they go?
He went home to Virginia.
Okay.
Is this a comedian?
No comedians, Devin.
Don't say it like this is preposterous, all right?
This is someone I said from Hinge. Someone from Hinge.
Yeah.
Okay. So, he's just a regular guy. He's not a chef. He has a business job.
He's a creative director.
Cool.
Damn, I like that because it sounds cool, but it doesn't really mean anything. That's the kind of job that I want ultimately.
It's advertising. It's not.
See, you should have stuck it with creative director. That's but,
I know.
Can he help you book commercials or no?
Huh?
Can he help you book commercials?
I wish, right? If he could be a casting director. Yeah, no, I don't know if he's a casting agent, but maybe he could put in a word for me. We'll see.
So you've been casually seeing each other for how long?
Like, I don't know, maybe like 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. It's casual though. I mean, I'm still very single, I consider myself.
Okay. Where you and I have talked about this interpersonally. I feel like we talk about relationship stuff when we see each other all the time. Because Julia is always very withholding. I always like really let Julia know exactly what's happening with me.
Devin like spills the beans to me always, and then
I'm like,
I gotta go.
Yeah, that's how it happens constantly. She's like, what's going on with you? And I tell her all my shit. And then I'll be like, oh, what about you? And then she'll be like, oh, nice talking to you. And then she'll go home.
Yeah.
It's not good. But
that's a great method. I love it.
It's not good. But what would you say, what are you looking for like presently now that, I guess you're kind of looking for nothing probably, right?
I mean, presently I'm looking for, you know, the touch of another, hearing someone sigh in a room over, you know, just the reminder that another human is within a 20-foot radius of me. But in general, I would say I'm looking for nothing serious. I'm looking for a, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to like meet someone I like, and like, I mean, I do like this person, but I don't want to be anyone's partner right now.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is the thing Julie and I have talked about a lot, because Julie and I got out of relationships almost at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both went to a festival in San Francisco, and we were both a little sad about our breakups, and like kind of, I feel like that's when we like really became friends.
Yeah. Walking around like late at night, dead streets of SF.
Exactly. Walking around in San Francisco late night, just talking about how we're like vaguely sad.
Yeah. Emo.
Yeah.
Just go.
What's up?
That sounds pretty lovely. That sounds like you have an indie film there.
Honestly, you're not wrong. In
fact, it's cute, and we're closer because of it.
I feel like you've kind of been in this mode where you've kind of been like off of, like you haven't been looking for a partner since your breakup. Do you think that that's something that's going to change, or do you think that's just kind of where you're at?
I think like I was a husk of a woman for a long time after that breakup, because it was like, you know,
y'all dated for a long time.
Yeah, we were together for like 4.5 years, and it was like my first, I would say, like real adult love. Yeah, like honestly, like my only adult love, I think. And so, you know, it was bad. It was messy. I moved out. My life, I just, you know, so I was like, I just was like, I want to keep my life as stable feeling as possible for a while. So for me, that means do not invite people who could bring unstable energy around me. And also I feel like it was like, you know, I've only like, I've talked about this on stage. I've only just started like exploring, you know, like my sexuality in new ways in like the past year. And I mean, I'm old as fuck to be doing that. So it's like, I gotta be making up. I got some things to be doing there.
Old. You're maybe old to be trying your first gay stuff, but like you're not old.
Old to be trying
your first gay stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you're late in the game for that, but I don't know. Ultimately, we're young still. We're all young.
We are. And also, it's never, you're never too old to explore your sexuality. I do believe that. And exactly. I think,
yeah,
40, 50, 60-year-olds who want to, men who want to suck a dick should suck a dick. Absolutely. And same with women, eat a pussy, you know. There, it's never too late, but I feel like this is like almost like precious time that I want to make up for, because I wasn't doing any of that in a lot of my 20s, and I wish I had, but I was scared to. I was in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, I just kind of have this like new sense of like freedom that I am really precious about and don't want to give up. And I don't want to equate being single with being free, meaning that if you are not single, that means you're not free. Cause I don't think that's true, but I think that I like have to find someone who is, gets that and is like down for that. So I don't know what that will look like. I don't know if I've met the person who I think I want to explore that with yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's where I'm at.
Yeah,
that was so not funny. That was so like earnest.
Yeah, it's so genuine.
Vulnerable.
You've been finding it.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Do you find it harder or easier to start dating women versus men? Like, how has it been feeling in terms of?
I think dating women is not hard. I think it. I think the thing is, for me, I feel like dating women, it can get intense fast. Because it's just like, oh, it's like, you just start talking about weird childhood shit, like off the jump, like you just get real fast, I think, because women are better at communicating. Frankly, I feel like a lot of the women I've been involved with are way better communicators than I am. And I thought I was a decent communicator. And I was like, oh, shit, I have a lot to learn even. So I think that it's like, I don't know, it's been that I think is the problem, is that I'm actually kind of disappointing to a lot of women ultimately, because it's like.
I feel like you've talked about that on stage. I feel like you've talked about that on stage, about feeling disappointing to the women that you're dating.
Yeah, I have. Because I'm just like, I feel like a lot of them are like open and down to like go there really quickly emotionally. They're ready for commitment. Not that some, there are some, lots of women who are also just out there down to clown. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, there are, you know, some women just, they want more, like they just want more of a connection that I think I'm willing to give. And so, you know, that sucks. Cause I'm like, man, I feel like it's hard to be on the same page with someone at the same time that you also really like.
Yeah.
That's hard. Like, that's the hardest thing about relationships, I think. Timing is so fucking hard to make that right.
I think everything feels so immediate. Like, everything feels, like, dire. Right. You know, when you're, like, when your rent's expensive and you hate your job and you're also not making as much money as you should be making at your job, I think a lot of people sort of look up and they're like, well, I don't really have time for anything that's not, like, immediate. I've got to be doing only the things that kind of serve like a specific purpose.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't serve that purpose, and so that's why I think a lot of people in dating can kind of like compartmentalize and say like, okay, well, like I'm dating, but like I'm just dating because like I need somebody to like have sex with, or like I'm dating somebody because I just want somebody to talk to. But the idea of like really like blending all those things that it is to like date somebody, which is to really like mesh your life with someone else's, I think a lot of people find very, very difficult here, because that means like
compromise.
It means compromise, and it means surrendering like some of the very little like personal time that you have.
Yeah.
So, you know, especially if you're like a performer like we are, so many of our lives are like, okay, work all day and then go out at night and then come home, and you've got like an hour to like, you know, hang out, maybe like eat something and then go to sleep before it all starts again. And the big question is like, do you want to share that with another person?
Right. Yeah.
And, or do you know, and even more like in the more crass sense of the way, like if you're going to be seeing somebody, do you want to spend that time trying to help somebody else come in that time? Is that what you want to be doing? Are you trying to help somebody else come in your hour? And then if they don't, y'all both got to just sit with that. And y'all both just got to lay down and be like, fuck, it didn't happen tonight. And you've got to have that anxiety built up in your heart. It's a lot.
Help me come in this hour.
It's that, but I don't know. It's certainly a thing that I've seen. It's like, I finished my shows. Now I got to come over. Now we both got to like.
And we both have to come in this hour?
We both got to come. We both got to come. We got an hour to break down our day and come. We got to figure out.
You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, Devin.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, this
it's
is.
New York City.
This is
a lot of pressure.
This is New York. This is New York Dev. When I used to live in Texas, we had hours. We could finish our show. We got 3 hours to come.
We got three hours to come
and talk, and we can figure it all out. Now it's like, that's 44 minutes. We got 44 minutes. We got to try to watch some of the show that we've been keeping up with, and then we got to talk about our days, and then we got to try to come, and then we got to go to sleep before 2 in the morning.
So 15 minutes to come in New York City. It's in New York 15.
You get it.
15.
That's all I got.
I am more than 15, but yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Much more than that.
You guys get it.
I agree that it's a lot of, we're all so hyper ambitious that it feels like any time not spent focused on our dream, that our dream is going to blow away in the wind.
Yeah.
Which has been really hard for me, honestly, with quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Just feeling like I want to keep moving on my career. And I miss performing. I literally cried because I missed open mics the other night. I was like, I just want to go to an open mic, which feels so wild that I'm sobbing about open mics, but that's where I am right now.
Yeah, I found a drink ticket in one of my jean pockets yesterday, and I was like, this old thing. Like, it just felt like a relic from another time.
I've heard that people are really liking Hinge these days and the apps. I know, Julia, you said that you got rid of them, but people are going to Hinge for like human contact and to just like chat with people, because it's a little romantic, I think, that you know you're not allowed to see each other and that you have to kind of court each other in this way where you're just like chatting and then maybe FaceTiming or having wine together or having someone create a playlist that you purchased for your date. Mm-hmm. It sounds kind of, I mean, I think it's kind of nice.
That's true. I was talking Zach Teague, mutual friend.
We love him.
FaceTiming with him and Carolina today. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, he was like, I had a date last night. Yeah. over FaceTime, and he was like, I got wasted. We had so much fun. And it was like so sweet and romantic. And then he was like, I almost showed him my asshole, but then I decided not to. And I was like, damn, like if that's happening just on day one, because you can with a camera like that, there are probably romantic things happening, but people are also probably getting freaky as hell, like real quick. Mm. But yeah, I think it would be kind of interesting to have a first date in these times right now, a virtual first date. I don't think I want to, frankly, but it is intriguing as a concept. Maybe I will just because I get bored in 2 weeks.
Andrew, have you still been talking to any people on the apps during this time?
Yeah, I went on a date on Hinge on FaceTime the other night.
Whoa!
And thing.
It was like, I was like, well, I threw it out there and I lied and I said, hey, my friend went on a FaceTime date the night prior, which was a lie.
Wait, why did you lie about it?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on it? Like, oh, I don't know how to feel about it because I wanted to see how they felt, you know? Yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, that's fucking weird, or yeah, no, that's cute. And he was like, oh, that's cute. And so I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, we should do that. And I was like, okay. And he was very boring. And it was like, it was really actually nice that I was like, I didn't need to fucking take a train home. I didn't need to go out buy drinks and waste money and so much time. I just like yawned a bunch, like fake yawned. And then
oh my God.
I was like,
Andrew,
okay,
Andrew, dating time. Andrew, fake as hell.
And I was like, okay, see ya. And it was like so easy.
You can't be like, gotta go, I have another thing. Like, you can't get out of it. That's the problem with it.
Well, it started at like 10 p.m., which was like the next thing, where you could like justifiably be tired.
I think you're allowed to say, though, that you scheduled a FaceTime with someone at 11 or whatever, or we're going to all play Quiplash at 11, or I don't know. I think I have another date at 11.
Yeah. It was hard. I guess it is hard to, like, get out of that, but it's just, like, you could just leave. You could also say someone else is calling, like my mom's calling or something, or my friend's calling. I don't know. Or
my phone's dead.
Yeah, oh, my phone's dying. I should probably go to bed, actually.
No, you can't say your phone's dying. It's like, bitch, you at home. Plug it in.
Charger.
We can still talk.
It's like, charger in the frame.
Exactly. Your charger right there. Just go ahead and plug it in. There's plenty of time to talk.
I'm dying and I'm too tired to plug it in. So I gotta go.
All right. Crazy. I don't know. I also think a first date, a virtual first date is so much harder than like a physical, like in-person first date. I feel like I'd be way more checked out on a virtual first date.
Yeah.
But I think you feel so much more comfortable because like you're in your space too. That's how I felt. I was just like, I'm just lounging, right?
Have you had any other dates during the quarantine?
That was just that one. I would be open to doing it again with someone that's more interesting.
Drag his ass.
Jade.
I hope you listen.
Jade.
But yeah, we'll see if that opens up.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that, you know, showing assholes or anything. That seems a little bit too much.
I feel like seeing an asshole is never like, I'm not, I don't, have you, are you ever horny to see an asshole? I personally, no.
I'm not attracted to assholes. So
we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I like boy butts though. I'm interested.
Okay, a butt?
I'm interested in a butt?
A butt? Yes. And an actual asshole? That's nothing.
I don't want a close up of the asshole, but
I don't want to see like a direct vagina. Like that's a no for me. But yeah, do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like, think of how dick pics are just sent willy nilly, dude. Okay. They're sending their junk all the goddamn time. No one's asking for that shit.
Again, what did I say previously? I never send nudes because who wants that? Who wants to? You want to see it when you're like interacting with it, but like you don't want to see it just sort of like as a nebulous piece. Nobody wants to see my dick like that, and I'm aware of it.
I don't know. I mean, I mostly take nudes of myself to celebrate my own body and then save them in an app on my phone. Okay. Mm-hmm, so I can return to them. And they're
Wait, you're revisiting your own nudes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They're okay. Really good. What do you want me to say? They're really good.
I mean, I believe you.
Yeah, and I feel so strongly that everyone should be taking photos of themselves in the nude that they like. I mean, you can stage it, you can put in the lighting, you can, you know, be in front of your mirror or not, whatever. But I really feel like everyone, every single person should be doing it, especially right now, because you're going to be, someday you're going to be 84 and you're going to be like, oh, remember how hot my body was?
You're
and
right. Then
I'll be able to open my app on my phone and it'll be right there.
Okay. I can't argue with that logic.
And we are all spending so much time alone right now. You have plenty of time to perfect your nudes. You have plenty of time.
Be careful, Michigan, Jenny.
Julia, you said you felt especially horny during the quarantine.
I think it's just a scarcity mindset. Where yeah. Like, I don't know when this ends. I may not feel the touch of another till come fall.
You already, wait, when is this guy you're seeing, when is he going to be back? Do you know?
He doesn't know. I felt like I was saying goodbye to like a colonial war man. Like I was like, see you when I see ya. I don't know.
I personally felt less horny during the quarantine. There's been like some, but like, I'm definitely more horny.
Your situation?
What'd you say?
You said, yeah. Okay, you've been having sex during the core. So,
I've had sex
during the core. Who's your core hookup? You know, how did it happen?
God. I mean, again, Andrew, Jenny, and I all talked before, and I said, if I'm going to have sex during the quarantine, it's only going to be with people that I've, like, had sex with, you know, at least 5 times before.
Okay.
So just rest assured that whoever I've had sex with in the quarantine is somebody who was, like, who I knew fairly well pre-quarantine. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
But
what have you said to hit them up? Any fun? Want to self-isolate together or what?
No, I'm not dropping like pickup lines in that way.
Okay.
I'll sincerely just be like, hey, I understand what times we're in, but like, would it be crazy if we just... Would it be crazy? Would it be insane if we just kind of like linked up? And it's, you know.
I love it.
You need to pitch quarantine sex that hard. Like, I think people are like, yeah, I got nothing to do. I do want to be touched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're totally right. And honestly, I will say it doesn't take that much of a pitch during this time. I think everybody's a little lonely. Or incredibly lonely.
But wouldn't you be concerned when someone is like so automatically, yeah, like yes, of course, and not talking about the fact that the times that we're living in? Because then I would be concerned, like, okay, how many other people are you doing this with during the quarantine? Yeah. No?
We're
not even talking about sexually transmitted diseases. We're worried about...
We're talking about deadly viruses.
Coronavirus is the new STD on the block.
Yeah,
I'm more scared of corona than I am scared of getting chlamydia, for sure.
No, because one can kill you.
You take a pill, it goes away. Not that I know, but yeah.
Look, dude, it's at least two of us have had chlamydia before. That's just statistically factual. And one of them is me.
Okay, and one of them is me, too.
Hey, one of them is Andrew!
Am I the only one who has?
Oh, honey! Oh my God!
I got 5%
right here. I'm sorry.
I feel FOMO about chlamydia now.
No, you don't.
Julia, did you bring another receipt?
Okay, tell me if you guys think this was. I feel like we mutually ghosted each other.
Okay.
Which was kind of I'll explain the situation. I was seeing a woman for 2.5 months, maybe.
Okay.
And we were very different. I never really thought, like, I didn't know where this was going to go. It never felt fully right because I just think we were on different pages. We were very different people. But I was attracted to her. And so, you know, it was a minute that we were we were hanging out, and but then we just like kind of kept having like not arguments, but just like conversations that it started feeling hard. It started feeling like work. You know what I mean? And I was like, this is not gonna end well, I think. Mm-hmm. And we weren't texting as much as we had before, but then, I was like, you know what? I think that I'm just gonna tell her, like, maybe we should end this. And I respect her too. And so I wasn't like, I'm not gonna just talk to you anymore. You know, I was like, let's do this in person. So this is like a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, can we get coffee maybe later today and chat? And it's like, that text is, that's clear, right?
Coffee means you're gonna break up. Like, I had someone do that to me, and then I texted him back and I was like, are you dumping me? And then he was like, okay, I'm gonna call you. And then he did dump me. So yeah, coffee's clear. And I didn't want to go to the coffee. So I was like, tell me what's up over the phone, because I don't want to go to the coffee.
But do you think coffee is a respectful, responsible thing? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's totally a respectful, responsible thing. I personally was like, oh, I know what this conversation is going to be and I don't want it. So I would rather cry on the other end of the phone than like go to the coffee shop.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I wanted freedom to be an emotional wreck about this particular breakup.
Totally. Yeah. But I still wanted to extend the offer. So I was like, hey, do you want to get coffee? And then that was like probably 10:30 in the morning. I get a text back from her like 6-7 hours later. And it was like, hey, I'm in Mexico. Didn't know she was in Mexico.
Okay.
Did not know she was in Mexico. She was like, but maybe let's talk when I get back. And she was coming back in like 6 days. And then I felt like a goddamn asshole, because I was like, oh, I could have just like fucked up your vacation energy. You know what I mean? Where you're like, cool, this person who I was like sort of talking to is trying to end things and I'm on vacation. So then I felt like so guilty. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were there already. Have a good time. Yeah, let's talk later. Smiley face, like trying to totally make it cute or whatever. I just felt so bad. And then guess what? She never texted me.
Okay.
Whoa. So
I was like, even though I was the instigator of this should end, one, I was sort of salty. I didn't know she was going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I don't know if I have the right to be salty, but I was, because I'm petty.
That's fair.
And then she never got back to me. So I felt like it was just an understood, no, we're good.
Yeah. Well,
I think she was on vacation, and she also was aware of the fact that like, oh, this person's trying to break things off with me. And she probably wasn't even, oh, I don't know. She might not have even been mad about the fact that you were breaking things off.
I don't think she was.
Yeah. She might've just been like, well, why even have this conversation? I know where it's headed. Let me just continue my vacation and just, you know, and just kind of, you know, have things trail off with this person.
Yeah. It sounds like you both ultimately got what you wanted.
But yeah. Yeah.
Well, I agree a little wild that she never replied though.
Yeah. I mean, it to me, it was just proof that I am just a sensitive little BB girl. Mm-hmm. But I also like, you know, I was like, oh God, this is going to destroy her. Like, I think, like, oh, I think she like really likes me. So this is going to be really tough for her. No, she's good.
I think, guys.
Yeah.
We did it, honestly. I think we all have to return to our own FaceTimes and dinners and apartment hangs or secret under the radar quarantine sex, if that's what's going on.
Not for me. He's shipped off, so I'm done.
Yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian now.
Since this conversation.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Since this conversation.
Yeah, I'm a Christian now, and I won't be having any more sex during quarantine.
Okay. It's been so nice to see you though, Julia. Thank you for talking.
Yeah, seeing you guys. This is fun. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Is there anything that you want us to plug for you in our quarantine?
No, literally, who knows when I will ever be on stage again. No, I think we're trying to figure out, I have a weekly show, but we're kind of trying to figure out what that means now, if that means anything. Maybe it doesn't have to mean anything. I don't know. So, no, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, if you would like, at Julia Shiplett. That's it.
Gorgeous. I guess it's been a receipts pod in quarantine. I guess I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Receipts quarantine pod. I'm dead. Quarantine pod. That's Jenny. And, thank you guys for listening.